Man, I just want to ask Mikey a general question.
It's my brother.
Yeah, man. I've been reading about you some things. You started, I think, in England, maybe?
Well, I started in Jamaica, you know, actually, but I went to live in England in 1982, and, you know, cool. That's where I really, my career really picked up, you know?
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, you cut some dub plates.
Yeah, for Saxon.
Saxon, right?
Yeah, and started singing on Saxon song and started recording for a dub vendor, Fashion Music.
Nice.
And then, you know,
yeah, man.
I started recording for Exterminator. I was one of the first artists to record for Exterminator.
Right.
1984, and, you know, over the years I've been there plugging it away and, you know, trying to keep the vibes right.
Yeah, man, doing a good job, man. Respect.
Thank you very much, my
yeah,
brother.
Man. So when you link up with this brethren here?
Well, I link up with Brother Lucian about 1992, 93. When I left England, you know, after 10 years in England, I decided that I was going to make my home back in Jamaica, and I decided to come forward. And when I came forward, I, you know, met Lucian at Chester Brown Studio. You know, when I met him, at the time, he was such a humble young man and not principal and thing, you know. You know, I decided that this was a youth that I would link up with, and, you know,
yeah, man,
together we have come together and taken the world by storm with righteousness, you know.
True, man. Yeah, good source of inspiration, that.
Definitely. How I see it is like an act of faith, you know, because he met I and I met him, because, you know, that has brought us together because we had the same mission. And no doubt, we were born October, same October born, that night.
Yeah,
so Jah brought us and I with the balance and thing, you know.
Right.
And time we used to, when we have $20, we buy $20 gas and
yeah, man.
We have nothing.
Yeah. So, brother.
We just put together mind and soul and come out with something, Papa. You know?
A sharing thing.
Yes, sir.
Respect.
Yeah, man. Give thanks. And, you know, over the years we have been together and, you know, we've toured all over the world and, you know, we give thanks for the mutual respect and love that we have shown for each other, you know. And this is what keeps us going over the years, you know.
Right.
And love for the Almighty and a common cause and a common goal, you know. Yes, sir.
Yeah, man, respect.
That's a far.
I want to ask Luciano and Mikey General, both of you have a very big following in West Africa, and especially Luciano, I know you have a strong connection to West Africa, to places like Senegal and the Gambia.
Definitely.
Brotherhood Sound has played in the Gambia before. We've been down there, and people love reggae music to the maximum down there. So tell us a little bit about your link up with West Africa. What kind of inspiration you draw from there? What's your connection with them? You have a nickname too, the Kamala Man.
The Kabbalah.
Yeah. Kabbalah Man. Yeah. All right. Well,
you see what happened? I met up with Brother Baba Mal from Senegal, who is a pioneer down there, really. He's one of, I see him as a messenger down there, you know.
True.
And we were both with Island Records.
Uh-huh.
Out of this link, now we just decided to go into the motherland, because from ever since, my soul really has been cleaving to the motherland, you know. So, but my first visit was there in Senegal. I went to the Guri Island and see where the slaves are taken from.
True.
All parts of the of Africa and brought to that local point there, and then shipped away into the Caribbean and other parts of the world.
True.
But my visit, my pilgrimage, it was more like a pilgrimage, because I didn't go there with intention for any big stage show and anything like that.
True,
but even though we made certain appearances and so on, later on we had a collaboration, we did a song together, Africans Unite and things.
Mm-hmm.
So it was, as I say, it's an act of faith, because in my own self I know I'm an African king who Jah has risen in the Western Hemisphere. And when Baba Mal and I came together, it was really a soul-filling inspiration for I and I.
True.
And then my second visit, I went to Gambia.
True.
And I realized most of my songs there, like in One Way Ticket, are anthem there, you know.
Right.
See Baba My Soul and so on.
Jonah.
Yeah, Jonah. And, yeah. You know the words.
Yeah.
The vibes. You know.
True. Yeah, I reggae music is just so massive down in West Africa. I don't think I've never hear a reaction to like a Sizzler tune like I hear down there. Not even in the Caribbean. I mean, it's amazing.
So we give thanks, man.
Yes, I. All right, we're gonna run another dub track, and maybe Mikey General and Luciano wanna go for this one.
Oh, 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 oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
I know. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
When you time your best, Jah will do the rest. Na na, yeah, yeah. Hey,
Say it's not over till it's over. Don't give in. It's not over till it's over. Fight to win. It's not over till it's over.
Jordan, roll away, Jordan, roll away, Jordan. I wanna see the promised land. Roll away, Jordan, roll away, Jordan, roll away, Jordan. I wanna see my father's hand. Pharaoh and his men are coming over the hills, and I know. Listen to the chariots clinking over the mountains as they flow. Oh, Jah has whipped Pharaoh with all his plagues, and still they seem to want to shorten the Israelites' days. But Jah has given us strength to move away. Give thanks to Moses and Joshua, I say.
Well,
roll away, Jordan. Roll away, Jordan. Roll away, Jordan. I wanna reach the promised land.
Now every day you get up, it's a sign you're gonna make.
Gotta make it.
Opportunity, you better go out and say,
yeah.
You're more good, more than you're bad. Yes, you're a child of the living God, and you can make it against the odds.
It's not over
now, 'cause it's not over till it's over. Don't give in.
It's not over, over, over.
The messenger Luciano and singing bird like Mikey James.